Well, it's come time for preaching this morning, and I do appreciate Brother Jason Payne, pastors of Lyle Down Baptist Church here in Taylorsville. They support camp meeting, part of camp meeting. I appreciate this man. He's God's man for this time right now with God's message. I want you to hear him gladly while he preaches to us. I love you. Appreciate you, Jason.
Amen. It's a joy to be under the tabernacle this morning. I thought back looking at 60 years of camp meeting, of preaching, praying, and praising the Lord. And I thank the Lord that he allowed me to come here in 1999 for the first time. And in the year 2000, a young preacher had only preached two times. Brother Steve said, "You be ready to preach." And I'll never forget that night. I did not sleep. I felt I was sick. I felt like I was going to throw up. My stomach was rattled. And I ain't going to lie to you. It's 2023 and I'm in the same shape right now.
Come on, preacher boy. Amen.
But it's just good to be here this morning. And boy, we've heard some wonderful preaching already. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me this morning for just a moment to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter number 18. I appreciate Brother Steve and Brother Jamie, the people of Calvary Baptist Church, and all those that have a part in parking, feeding us, running the sound, doing the things seen and unseen. The Lord bless them for all their efforts. Appreciate the support of the churches.
Yes, sir.
And it's good to see everyone. Some of you we don't get to see, but just this time of year, and it's a blessing.
Amen,
Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, "When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, 'I have been an alien in a strange land.' And the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses, into the wilderness where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, 'I, thy father-in-law Jethro, am come unto thee, and thy wife and her two sons with her.' And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, 'Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them.' And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God." I want to preach for just a few moments on listen to what he's done. Listen to what he's done. We have a man we're introduced to right here by the name of Jethro. He is the priest of Midian. We know him more specifically in our text as Moses' father-in-law. We meet Jethro back in the book of Exodus chapter number 3 while Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. Then we see him in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 18 as Moses is departing and going back, and he begs to Jethro that he could go and return to his brethren who are in Egypt and see if they are still alive. It is Jethro who looks at Moses then and says, "Go in peace." A lot has transpired from Exodus 4:18. Unto the beginning of Exodus chapter number 18. Most recently at the end of chapter number 17, God has brought victory to Israel over the Amalekites. There we see used the means of Joshua, the soldiers, Moses, Aaron, and Hur, but God brought the victory. But now in chapter number 18, the question is, what about Jethro? What's the significance about him in Exodus chapter number 18? Why does Jethro show up? Well, we find the answer to that in verse number 1, because there was an informing. In verse number 1, it says that Jethro, the priest of Midian, father-in-law of Moses, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people. There were no TVs in that day. There was no breaking news. There were no Facebook posts to be had. There was no emails to be sent out. There were no text messages to go and to send. There was no closing of the Red Sea pictures on a closing on top of the Egyptians on Instagram or anything like that. You say, what happened, preacher? What? How in the world? The word of God's deliverance spread by mouth from people to people. The song of Moses after God had drowned Pharaoh and his army. As Moses sang unto the Lord, he said, the people, the pagans, the Gentiles, they shall hear and be afraid. News spread without social media. Can you believe it? News had spread that God had delivered his chosen people. And God had brought victory over the most powerful nation of the known world at that time in the area. The word of God and God's deliverance had spread, and it has reached to the home and the house of a man by the name of Jethro. He has heard some good news. He has heard that God, the Bible says that what God had done for Moses and for Israel's people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. That word brought, it means to lead out, to conduct out, and to bring out. I want to tell you, it was him. It was the Lord who delivered his people out of bondage. And while a lot of people want to talk about Moses' role in leading the people out, here it is Jethro when he receives the news. He does not hear about his son-in-law, nor does Jethro boast in his son-in-law. He could have got proud right there and said, that's my daughter's son, my daughter's husband. That's my son-in-law. I'm proud of him. He's the one who did the work. He's the one who stuck his rod out. He's the one who did it all. But no, in our text, the glory and the honor is all in the exaltation of the one who was able to deliver his people out of bondage. Hallelujah. All the glory and all the honor and all the word spreading was about the power and the goodness of Jehovah God. That's what he hears, and that's what he's excited about. And I just want to tell you, all of us that are in ministry, and if you're saved today by the grace of God, you're in some type of ministry. We need to learn a very important lesson right here, an eternal value, that anything that is done and accomplished that's worth its weight in eternity will be accomplished by the Spirit of God in us. And when it is accomplished, it should all point to Jesus Christ as the one who deserves the honor and the glory. There is an informing. I wonder, what are people hearing about the Lord in our lives? What are people listening to? What are they getting a hold of? What are we saying? What is our conversation about? Somebody needs to hear about what the Lord's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. We need to tell somebody. Whenever God works a work in our life, we don't need to be quiet about it, but we need to tell somebody about what the Lord has done for us. Amen. Now, through the informing, it begs and brings an interest in the heart of Jethro. He gets some people up. He gets Moses' wife, Jethro's daughter, gets her and the two boys up and says, we're going to Moses. There's some interest there. I want to go, and I need to go talk to Moses. I want to hear about what the Lord's done. I want to hear about what he's doing. I've got an interest to go and hear what God has done. And I just want to tell you this morning, it's good for the children of God to have an interest in what God's doing. Amen. And there ought to be an interest in our hearts every time we can get to the house of God, to get to the house of God, to hear the preaching and the teaching and the testifying of what God has done in people's lives and what he says through the word of God. There's an interest there that he's willing to travel. He's willing to go to hear what the Lord has done. Some of you have driven many miles. Some of you have come from out of state. Many of you have driven many hours and took time and vacation to get around these shavings here in Taylorsville. And I hope you've come in with an open ear, because hallelujah, I've heard some good things about what the Lord's doing in people's lives. Hallelujah. And listen, I'm one of those this year. I've just got my ears open and my heart open. I just want to listen for a little while and be encouraged to hear what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And if he's done something in your heart and in your life and in your family, don't hold it back from us. Bless God. Tell us what he's done. Amen. He's worth bragging on, ain't he? There's an interest. So here comes Jethro with Moses' wife and two sons, and they go inquire, and you try to find one man in the midst of several million people. And that's what Jethro's got up against, and he sends word, and he says in verse 6, he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, am come unto thee and thy wife and her two sons. Moses gets word about it, and in verse number 7, it says, he went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. Moses is a man of a prominent position, a man who's got a big title and a big position, but he knows his place. He doesn't say, bring him in. No, Moses goes out to meet that father-in-law and does obeisance and kisses him and respects him and honors him. Can I just say, as a children of God, we should act respectful today. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Moses acted respectful.
You're right. Amen.
But here we find at the end of verse 7, it says, and they came into the tent. And this is where it gets really good. You see, right here, I want to say, thirdly, Moses is about to give Jethro the inside story. I looked up that phrase, inside story. And this is what inside story is by definition. It is information or an explanation that is known only by people closely involved with something or someone. Jethro wasn't there to see everything that God had done, but he knows his son-in-law has been an active participant in seeing the display of the power of God. And I want you to see that Moses, he begins to tell Jethro. He begins to explain to him in verse 8. He says, all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh. Right here we find Moses begins to extol the Lord. He begins to praise God in a high way. He begins holding nothing back of exalting him and lauding him and glorifying him and honoring him and paying tribute unto him. It wasn't a report of what Moses had done, but it was a simple report of what the Lord had done.
Amen.
Now listen, I want you to see that word in verse number 8, and Moses told. You look that word told up in the Hebrew context of the scripture, and this is what that word told means. It means to give a narrative from the beginning to the end.
Moses says, you got a few minutes, I got something to tell you, but I got to tell you everything that's went on around here. I just got something, I got to start from the beginning, and I got to go through it and give you all the great details of what all God has done and all the manifold manifestations and working of Jehovah God. He says, I'm here, I want to tell you what he has done for us. And Jethro, just take a seat and listen to what he has done. One writer said, conversation concerning God's wonderful works is profitable conversation. It's good to the use of edifying. The Bible says in Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Spurgeon said this, whatever others may think or say, the redeemed have overwhelming reasons for declaring the goodness of the Lord. Hey, if you've been redeemed this morning, you got a right to say so, and the world may not like it and they may not care about it, but hey, we've got a good reason to magnify and make much of Christ and tell about the goodness of God.
Amen. I got to hurry. Listen, he says, he tells them all that the Lord has done to Pharaoh in Egypt, but then it says, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way and how the Lord delivered them. Moses begins to extol the Lord and lift up the Lord, but in the middle of that, and as Brother Robert said graciously and wonderfully this morning, there were some hardships, there were some storms, there were some things that happened in the midst of all of their deliverance and to get to the way and to the place that they were, and he begins to explain all of that and the difficulties and all that it went on, but I just believe Moses in the midst of all that, because the verse starts and it ends with the same thing about magnifying the Lord and how he had delivered them. Jethro, you wouldn't believe it. On that night, the Passover came. We had applied the blood to the two doorposts and the lintel. But I want to tell you, at midnight, God swept through that place and God destroyed and killed the firstborn of all of the land and the cattle. And then there was a cry amongst the land. And Jethro, I want to tell you what, Pharaoh called for us. You'd never believed it. He called for us and says, get your people and get out of my stinking land. And Moses said, we got up and we started out. And it'd have been enough if we could have just got out. But I want to tell you what God did. God opened up the heart of the Egyptians as we were going out. And they gave us of their gold and gave us of their silver. And we took their spoil and we got out of there that day. God delivered his children, Jethro. But then something else took place. We didn't know where to go. We didn't have any direction. But then God manifested himself. And God appeared to us in a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But then we saw that Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And here he came with his chariots and his soldiers after us. And I want to tell you what, the people started to complain and started to get upset that we had brought them out there to die. But I want to tell you what, God moved from the front and went to the hindness and put a pillar of a cloud of darkness where they couldn't get to us. And he said, God told me, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, just put your rod out there and watch me work. Jethro, you should have seen it. God brought an east wind in and God parted the waters. And there we went, all 2 million plus of us. And we walked across on dry ground. We couldn't find the puddle. It was dusty ground. And when we got to the other side, I want to tell you what I saw the next morning. Pharaoh and his chariots were coming across. And you know what God did? God knocked the wheels off the chariot. Amen. He saw some wheels that day too. Amen. I heard about some wheels yesterday. Listen to what he's done. God can work through two wagon wheels and save a sinner. Hallelujah. God knocked the wheels off. God said, put that rod back over. And the waters came back on top. And God destroyed the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm glad at Calvary. I'm glad Christ defeated the devil. Hallelujah. At the tomb, he resurrected from the grave. Hallelujah. Well, we got out there. We started walking. Hey, we sang a little bit too after that. Amen. But we started traveling and we went 3 days without water and the people started complaining again. He said, so I went to the Lord and said, what do we do now?
And you know what the Lord showed Moses? He showed him a tree. Was you here the first week? If you weren't, you better go listen. God showed Moses a tree. Hallelujah for the cross of Calvary today. Aren't you glad somebody pointed you to Christ one day and showed you the tree, hallelujah, of what Christ had done for you and God delivered? I got a yellow light. Let me close. Listen, what happened to Jethro in verse 9? After he had heard and is hearing all that the Lord has done, the Bible says, and Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness. First time the word goodness is mentioned in the Word of God. The first time this Hebrew word is mentioned, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad surely goodness and mercy is still following us. Hallelujah for the goodness of God that led us to repentance, church. Amen. But I want to tell you what, Jethro got to hearing all this, and the Bible said that he rejoiced in what he heard, and it wasn't even him that was there. It wasn't even his story to tell, but the word rejoice, you look it up, it means that he got beside himself. It means to stand on the side of oneself. You say, what happened to Jethro? He got the can't help it, brother. He went to rejoicing and worshiping and honoring and magnifying God. Church, when you hear what he's done, I pray that it resonates in our heart, that one good time you'll lose your dignity and get beside yourself and go to praising God for who he is and for what he's done. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And Jethro said, blessed be the God. Hallelujah. What have you heard? I've heard a lot in 2 weeks already. Just listen to what he's done before you know it. You'll have the can't help us.